This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9:02 on this Saturday morning. Time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Mark Steerin, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. The Huff Funeral Homes in Hillsboro, Raymond, and Farmersville. CTI Tech, bringing 1 gig internet to Hillsboro and beyond. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. Carroll's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield. And by the Litchfield National Bank. And on this Saturday morning, we join WSMI's Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you so much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. And the 1A, 2A boys regulars basketball season is in the books officially after today, but a good number of the teams wrapped up play last night. Nokomis, of course, was one of those teams, a game we had on FM 106. They beat Edinburgh 61-27, but the night was more of a celebration of Steve Kimbrough. It was his final home game on the sidelines for Nokomis as he picked up career victory number 836 and in the process got his 28th 20-win season. Now, last night I said it was his 26th 20-win season because I parsed out the two 30-win seasons. So I consider it 26 20-win seasons and two 30-win seasons. But I guess technically, if you win 30, you get 20.
Yes.
So it counts as the 20-win
30 season. Is greater than 20.
It is?
Yes.
No, so 28 20-win seasons in 39 years. Just
that's some Sesame Street math there.
Yeah, that's right. Let that sink in, though. 28 of the 39 seasons, he was the head coach of Nokomis. They won 20 games. And when you think about the schedule that they've played over that time, that is just, it's a staggering amount of consistency at a small public school to win 20 games 28 times in a 39-year period. So they got the win last night. They had a real nice ceremony after the game. They invited all former players and coaches to come back. There was a big photo opportunity on the floor. Before that took place, Brian Pisco was recognized as well. He's been Coach Kimbrough's assistant for 30 years. He is leaving the basketball sideline after this season as well. He was presented with a plaque from his children commemorating his time with Nokomis. And then Steve Kimbrough was presented a plaque from his children as well. And then Coach took the mic.
They couldn't get any other coaches to talk, so I have to do it. Nice plaque for a shop teacher. Very good. On behalf of the coaches over the last 39 years, I want to thank all the fans. We always tell our kids that we have a very knowledgeable fan base. A good example of that is two or three times over our career we've done this where the varsity's not playing very well and we do a wholesale change and throw the JV out there. And I think about the last time a few years ago that we did this, JV come on the floor. 4 or 5 minutes, they kept the score the same, maybe even cut it by a point or two. When the varsity come back on the floor, JV got a standing ovation from the fans. And that probably sent a better message than anything the coach could do, because what they were telling the team is, you know, we don't expect you to win all the games, but we do expect you to play hard all the time. And, you know, for that, again, our fan base has been very supportive. We thank you for everything that you've done for the program over the years. On behalf of the coaches, I want to thank all the players. Also, you know, it's your blood, sweat, and tears that you left out on this floor that made you successful and made the program successful. And the fact that year after year, our seniors took that intensity, passed it on to the younger kids, and we always tell them it's your job. You're here to teach them, not to abuse them, not to run roughshod over them, but to make them the future program, the Redskins. And they've done that year after year. So to you guys, on behalf of all the coaches, we say thank you. I guess I also, my daughter told me I had to thank my family tonight. You got to realize I'm fairly intense and I don't like to lose. You can imagine the hell they went through on the 300 games that I lost over my career. And one last thank you to my number one fan, my mother. She's been watching ball games since fifth grade. Fourth, I'm sorry. I just got corrected again. But again, the memories that players and fans have given us is unbelievable. And there's not enough words to express how thankful I am. And I'm thankful to all my coaches through the years. Let's go down to the cafeteria and cut some cake or something.
And you could hear Coach Kimbrough getting a little choked up there during his remarks last night. But it was a real fun evening in Nokomis as the Skins will be off to the Macon Meridian Regional. They will play in the quarterfinals on Tuesday against Cowden Herrick Beecher City. That'll be a 6 o'clock game. We'll have it live Tuesday night right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. And a potential, if they can get past host Macon Meridian in the semis, a potential rematch with Central A&M in the regional final coming up on Friday night. But as Coach Kimbrough would say, hey, we're worrying about Tuesday. Cowden Herrick Beecher City, that's the only game on the schedule that matters. And that's always has to be the philosophy during the regular season, but especially during the postseason when it is win or go home. And for the Lincolnwood Lancers, they will be hosting a 1A regional this year. Lincolnwood has had a very strong year, and their head coach, Matt Milberg, joined us on Sports Saturday this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Tim. Glad to be here.
Hey, thanks for joining us. And I guess just before we get too much into postseason play, your thoughts on the season you guys just completed. It was a real good year for the Lancers.
Wow. You know, the kids that we got and are all great kids, and they really put in a great season. You know, the thing that stands out to us right now is we had talked after we finished on Thursday as being 10-0 on our home court this year. And there's, you know, rumblings through the community and on social media on when the last time that occurred. And I, you know, looked through some books, and in my 8 years, we lost one game in 15-16. And I started looking through the books, and so far I haven't found it. So for them to have that to take with them as they graduate, I'm proud of the seniors for that.
And, of course, you had the county sweep in the regular year, beating Hillsborough, Litchfield, and Nokomis in your regular season matchups. That is a great accomplishment in and of itself. But when you think about those two games you played with Nokomis, Matt, the game at Nokomis was fantastic. You played a pretty close to flawless game there. And then the championship game with the Mohawk Classic, you played great. Nokomis just got you late.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hearing Steve's interview last night, you know, and this morning, you know, what a great battle we had this year in his last season. I think the game that we played at Nokomis was probably our most focused and, you know, game we've played all year, and we're trying to match that almost every night. And the game in Morrisonville, down a little bit and then coming back in that game and not quitting is the fire that we look to continue here in the postseason.
And, Matt, I know that you respect Steve Kimbrough a great deal. Just kind of for you personally, what has it meant for you to be able to compete against him over the years, and what are some of the lessons you've learned from him?
Well, you know, as a kid, playing against him over here at Lincolnwood, you know, one of the things that our coach has always said is, you know, stop looking at the front of your jersey and just go play basketball. Mm-hmm. We knew the legend that he was even back in the late 90s and the early 2000s and what legacy he would have forever. And playing competitively against him then to, you know, coaching when I had a short tenure at Pawnee for a couple years and matching up against them. And then being here at Lincolnwood now has left, you know, I guess you'd say a tremendous impact on my coaching career by coaching against him and learning some, you know, small things. Granted, our, you know, programs are very different in styles that we run, but I think he truly respects what we do on a daily basis. And, I will truly miss him in the coming years.
You guys get to host a regional. You mentioned undefeated on your home floor, and that is a good year to have a regional then.
Yeah, I mean, anytime we can play on our home court, we've hosted 2 years regionals here beforehand. This year, since I've been tenured here, my first year, and I think in about fifth or sixth year, we hosted. And, you know, this is a nice feel of coming out of your own locker room and not having to ride on the bus to the games know, who knows what snow and cold weather it'd be. I remember going to Calhoun and like my third year and it being -2 and having to wear double socks and dress shoes and, and having blankets on our legs, to get over to Calhoun that one year. So, us coming here in our home gym is gonna be a great atmosphere for us to play in.
And Calhoun's coming to you this year. They are the top seed in the sub-sectional. And Matt, I know you don't want to look ahead, so I'm not gonna make you look ahead. But Calhoun, very good, but they lost a couple games down the stretch, and you know how it is. You want to be playing your best ball at this time of the year. Do you feel that the Lancers are in that group where you're playing your best ball right now?
I think, I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be truthful with you. One of our stretches that we were playing our best basketball, I think we had won 8 straight games. Now I think the biggest thing for us, we do have a little flu going around, is to get healthy. And the good thing is that we got till Tuesday to do that. So us getting healthy is going to be a big impact on our week next week. We get, a day off, a solid, evening off tonight, solid day off tomorrow, back to school on Monday, and with the practice getting ready for the Wildcats, and watching the Brussels and Carrollton game that evening, and then, back to school Tuesday, and then your game on Tuesday evening. That's a big stretch here for us to get healthy and get those reps back in on Monday and hopefully turn it back on and play our best basketball. Which I know we have the potential of doing. One thing, as you know, and you always tell me, is our defense is always going to be there. Mm-hmm. And if we're not shooting well, we know that we can hold teams to a lower point total to still compete, and that's what we hope to do next week.
And your senior group, Matt, they have invested a lot into this program over the years, so it's great to see in their senior campaign to have this type of success.
They've been talking about it all season. We never got a first place plaque in any of the three tournaments we played in this year. But I think these boys are really geared for the regional plaque, and I think that's a senior mindset, especially on their home floor. And they're in there working right now, trying to get a little bit better, and just to get another edge on anybody else.
Hey, if you're gonna get a plaque, you might as well take the regional one.
That's right. That's what I told them the other day. And that was the thing in Morrisonville tournament. It was devastating for them to lose that game. I hit a big three and, had a little hiccup on the layup on the end. And they had 2 good looks to win that game. We just missed. And we went back in there and we got our second place plaque. And I told the boys, I said, hey, this is the last tournament you're going to play in this year. And I'm going to let you know that in regional time, they don't hand out second place plaques. So, if you want to get better, then you're going to have to get the first place plaque in that regional, because they're not going to pass out a second place plaque for us there.
The subtle motivation of coaches. Matt Milberg, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, sir, and good luck next week.
Hey, thanks, Tam. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too. The head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers, Matt Milberg, they will take on Mount Olive in the quarterfinals Tuesday night, 6 o'clock game. We'll have the broadcast about 10:30 as part of our regional quadruple header here on FM 106. You can find our regional broadcast schedule online at WUSMIRadio.com. We need a break. Still a lot more to do. We got Ty Locks on the way. Adam Metzger-Pena on the way. We hope to catch up with Litchfield wrestling head coach Chance Davidson, as well as Will Carlisle, wrestling for a state championship today at 132 pounds. He's 40-0 on the year, breaking Coach Davidson's school record for most consecutive victories in a single season. So good luck to Will Carlisle tonight as he wrestles for the state championship. We hope to catch up with Chance Davidson later on in the hour. We're back in a moment.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you so much. As the 1A, 2A boys basketball season essentially in the book, still a few games around the area today, but conference championships were decided last night. Pena and Roxana will split the South Central Conference Championship. Pena went into Vandalia last night, 8-0 in league play, a victory. They're the outright champs. They lost in overtime, 70-66. Roxana beat Staunton 37-24, so the Shells and Pena share the South Central Conference title here in 2020. The Sangamon Conference goes to Riverton as they beat Pleasant Plains last night, 40-32. The Hawks go undefeated in Sangamo Conference play as they avenge their loss to Plains that came in the county championship game. And Normal U-High is the Central State 8 champions as last night the Pioneers beat Glenwood 44-33 to wrap up the CS8. Some other scores from around the area last night. It was Litchfield over Hillsborough 61-60. Brady Bishop hit a pair of free throws with just 8 seconds left as the Purple Panthers knock off their rivals from Hillsborough 61-60. It was senior night for Hillsborough. It was senior night for the Bulldogs of Staunton last night as the Roxana Shells came into town. And joining us on the phone right now is Staunton head coach Ty Locks. Good morning, coach.
How you doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. And last night, of course, senior night for you guys. That's always an emotional night, and especially when you've got a group of seniors like you do, headlined by Ethan Booth.
Yeah, it was kind of bittersweet last night, you know, the last game, and we just didn't shoot the ball real well. But great to see the community come out and support those guys because they deserve it.
And Ty, you've been around basketball your whole life, so you know how it goes. Sometimes, you know, you get senior night or homecoming games, those types of things. You get extra stuff swirling around, and sometimes it's hard to focus on the actual game.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we came out, I thought we executed our game plan. I thought we did a pretty good job on Roxanne. I mean, did a pretty good job on Huffman, Gleaner, and Beckman, and we just didn't shoot the ball. We'd come in, I thought, playing some of our best basketball, and did a pretty good job taking care of the basketball. They did a good job of taking Booth away, and we had some teams that tried to do that, and we had some guys step up, and last night we just didn't shoot the ball real well. But, I mean, that happens with basketball. It's not always going to fall.
No, that's exactly right. They always talk about in the NBA, it's a make-or-miss league. And, I mean, that's just basketball in general. If you're not making shots, it's going to be hard to win.
Yeah, it is. But I thought, I mean, even as bad as we shot the ball, we still, we're down 10 at halftime and then, come out in the third quarter and we just couldn't get anything going. And then, but our kids, I mean, to their credit, we just kept battling and we finally, we came out and I didn't think we could really pressure Roxanne the way we did, but we were actually able to pressure them a little bit and got some turnovers and converted a little bit. We just didn't quite convert enough. We just couldn't quite get it in that range where we needed to be in. But our kids kept playing hard all night and real proud of their effort.
When we talked earlier in the year, you mentioned about how you got hired late this last season, so you didn't have the full off season. And anytime you're in the first year at a new program, it just takes time to get adjusted, players to coach to player, those types of things. But overall, you have to just be thrilled with the way your first season has gone here.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just these seniors and the way they've carried themselves and the way that they've kind of embraced me and allowed me to come in from day one and just coach them the way that I want to coach them. And I can't say enough. I mean, their parents, the way their parents have accepted me and kind of how the whole community has accepted this team and kind of embraced it. And I mean, you see last night in the last few games, I mean, just the excitement I think is there. And I think the community is ready for us to take off, and it's going to take some time, but it's been real exciting. And then, I mean, to start it with this group of seniors has been special because they come to practice every day ready to work, and the style of play that we have to play isn't always the most exciting thing. I mean, we're trying to keep teams in the 30s and in the low 40s, and it's not the most exciting thing, but it gives us the best chance to win. Again, last night we kept Roxana. I mean, they were in the 30s late in the ball game, and that's where we want to be. We just didn't quite make enough shots down the last night, and it came back kind of biased a little bit, but that's okay. We played hard, and I mean, that's really all you can do is ask your team is just come out, compete hard every night, and play hard every night, and we did that. And I'm real excited where the program is right now, and I'm excited about where it's going to go.
Yeah, you definitely got some talent in the lower levels on the way, and you know, Ethan Booth, everybody knows about him. You know, Brent Kinder, known commodity, but you talk about Kyle McCullough, Frank Goss, Devin Ray. These three kids for you, man, they have been so big for you all season long.
They really have. And the thing is, I think we're the ultimate team. When it comes to team basketball, none of them cares about who scores. None of them cares about who gets an assist. All they want to do is win. They want to compete every night. You take somebody like Kyle McCullough, who doesn't get to shoot it much, you know, plays his role perfectly, but every single night he comes out and he plays his tail off on the defensive end. And he does exactly what we need him to do. Frank Goss, he's definitely a capable shooter, and he probably didn't get to shoot as much. He never complains. Devin Ray, some games, he may only shoot it two times. Sometimes he may shoot it eight. It doesn't matter to him. He just wants to win and compete. And those guys, they fill their role perfectly every night, and just couldn't ask any more of those guys.
And as you get set now for regional play, you're off to Gillespie for a Tuesday quarterfinal with Carletonville. And this is a South Central regional with the Breeze schools in there. So it's an interesting mix, a lot of familiarity with the South Central schools. Just kind of your thoughts on your quarterfinal matchup with Carletonville.
Well, we've played them before, and they're very capable. You know, they got some kids that can shoot it. Byatt's kid is a really good player. Mm-hmm. They got some size inside, so they're definitely going to give us some problems. We got to come out ready to play, but I really think right now, I think we're kind of peaking, and I think we're playing our best basketball. I know we didn't shoot it the way we're capable of last night, but you take that away, and I think we are right where we want to be, and I think we should be in position to hopefully make some noise in this regional, and that's what we're going to try to do.
And Ty, at least from afar, I've gotten the sense with your team this year, they believe in themselves. When they go on the floor, they're not doubting or lacking confidence. They believe we're going to win this ball game.
Yeah, I don't think we stepped on the floor with anybody this year where they haven't actually really believed that they're going to win the basketball game. That just comes from preparing, being prepared every game, studying the scouting report, knowing who the shooters are, knowing who the drivers, knowing their personnel and things like that. And they come prepared every day. And when you come every game, when you're prepared and you work hard at practice, you're going to believe that you can win.
Ty Locks, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having us. Looking forward to it.
All right, bye. Ty Locks with the Staunton Bulldogs, his first year at the helm. This dude is just a phenomenal basketball coach. Like, he's just got it. You know, they talk about the it factor with players a lot of times. Well, he has that it factor on the sidelines, and Staunton's basketball program in very good hands with Ty Locks at the helm. So they will be taking on Carletonville in a regional quarterfinal. We'll have all sorts of coverage from the Gillespie Regional coming up next week. Monday night, Hillsborough and Gillespie in the quarterfinal, 7 o'clock live at 6:50 on FM 106. Then Tuesday night, we'll bring you both ball games, Litchfield, Bree Central, Staunton, and Carletonville. The Staunton-Carletonville game will be live at 7:30. Then the semifinals on Wednesday, we'll bring both of those to you as well on WSMI FM 106 and, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. Going to catch up here with Adam Metzger, the head coach of Pena, in just a moment. A tough loss last night for the Pena Panthers in overtime at Vandalia. Kept them from an undefeated outright South Central Conference championship, so they will share with Roxana at 8-1. Excuse me. Pena will be off to the Paris Regional. They are the 3 seed in the subsectional there. They have a bye into the semifinals. Well, they will get the winner between Newton and Sullivan over at the Paris Regional. We're happy to be joined on the phone right now by Pena head coach Adam Metzger. And, Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you on. And, obviously, last night, that's about as tough as a loss can get.
It is. So, waking up this morning and going through film, creating a practice plan, it's a little more difficult, but also a little more focused heading into next week.
And, that's the thing with you guys. You have had such a remarkable season. You had that real long winning streak in the middle of the year that came to a close at the Litchfield Invitational. But, Adam, this is a team, Pena, this year that each and every night when you have rolled onto the court, you have brought it.
Yeah, that's kind of the expectation of the program. And, our guys, they just fully embrace that. They know that, the effort's got to be there. Some nights the execution's not, mm-hmm. but if the effort's there, good things will usually happen.
And you guys are more than a two-man team, obviously, but Jonah Loft, Andrew Ambrose, they have had monster years for you.
Yeah, they have. Those two young men, they put in a lot of work. But also, the guys around them, like you mentioned, they are so unselfish. They are feeding them the basketball, you know, and then they see that, you know, Jonah and Drew are, they're going to pass the ball out to them. They're going to, you know, get the rebound on a miss. So the guys just love playing together, and that's probably the biggest thing with our team.
Boy, and that makes your job a lot easier, doesn't it, when the two lead scorers aren't just looking to jack as many shots as they can.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Makes me look like a great coach whenever I got guys that play really hard and do things the right way.
Talking with Adam Metzger, the head coach of the Pena Panthers. And, Coach, did you kind of think about your season as a whole here, just kind of your thoughts on how you finished versus what your expectations were at the start of the year?
Yeah, you know, the expectations are to play for championships. We talk about that in our program. You know, we got it done at the Vandalia Holiday Tournament. You know, at Litchfield, we got third place, not where you want to be, but we're in that championship bracket, able to win the, you know, or get a share of the conference championship. So all those things really good. We played against some good competition, some 3A schools, some good 2A schools, and also some of the better 1A schools in the area. And so, you know, hopefully that prepares us, you know, for next week. And, you know, saying that I heard whenever I was in college was that seniors die hard. And, you know, we've got five seniors that they want nothing more than to play one more game, one more game, one more game.
And, you know, you mentioned the Litchfield tournament and that Taylorville game, the semifinal. That was a strange game because you guys dominated the first half. You couldn't have looked any better. And then in that third quarter, I guess Jace Bergschneider happened and you guys just couldn't stop him. And when a snowball gets rolling downhill, it's hard to stop, and that has to be frustrating.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we got Bergschneidered. We didn't quite get 51, I believe, or 53,
yes,
whatever he had the other day. But, you know, he was hitting everything, and he's a great player. But, yeah, our first half, we played great. I believe the fourth quarter even it was even. But it's, against a good team like that, you can't let them just catch fire.
So you are off to the Paris Regional. You got to buy into the semifinals on Wednesday. You'll get either Newton or Sullivan, and one game at a time, of course. But was there any part of you when you saw it come out, it's like, oh, T-Town in the Regional, or do you just embrace that challenge like, yeah, T-Town in the Regional?
You used our words, embrace the challenge. That's what we mention every day. It doesn't matter who we play. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the postseason last year, you know, we kind of realized that, you know, throw the seeds out the window. It's all about the teams, you know, who shows up, who executes, who gets the job done. So, you know, we're just solely focused on that first game. And, you know, either Sullivan or Newton, it's going to be a great test for us.
And, Adam, I wanted to mention this to you. I saw you at the Litchfield tournament, and I came over and I mentioned it to you. But what you guys do after games is one of the neatest, classiest things I've ever seen. After the varsity game is over, your players go into the stands. Not the JV players, not the team managers, the varsity players. Into the stands they go, and they clean the garbage up. I'm just curious how you came up with that idea. It's fantastic at the high school level to see something like that going on. Whether it's a great win or a tough loss, it's always the same.
Yeah, that's something that kind of came about. I was randomly just sitting at home, and I, you know, mentioned to my wife, you know, something that we could do to give back. You know, kind of we try to create that servant mindset. You know, in our athletes, what are you doing for the community? You know, how are you giving back? And I mean, people are coming to a game to watch us play basketball, and it's not the responsibility of, you know, the custodial staff that all these people are here and they watch us play and they need to spend an hour out of their night when there are many other things they can be doing. So it takes us, you know, no more than 5 minutes. And we do have, whenever the freshmen, the JV, everybody's there, coaches, whoever it may be, everybody has one, you know, picks up. Everybody just knows that's the expectation. Last night, I mean, we suffered a loss in overtime and we get a team break. I don't even have to mention anymore. They're lining up, grabbing guys next to them, and they're doing it. And that's just a credit to our guys. That's you know, maybe that I'm the one that told them initially, but now they've embraced it, and it's the least that we can do to give back.
That's the great part of high school athletics. We all want to win. You know, everybody wants to go out, win a regional next week, and wind up at the state tournament. But at the end of the day, that is what high school athletics is all about. You're teaching life lessons, developing young men. And that's something, regardless of the wins and losses, that's going to be one of the first things they remember about their season, is that great deed.
Yeah, well, I hope so. We talk, you know, I say daily, almost daily probably, about just being good young men. Mm-hmm. How are you going to develop into, you know, a community member? How are you going to develop into being a good father someday? The world just needs good young men, and so that's maybe one step that I can do to help them understand that.
Adam Metzger, the head coach of Pena, you've got your finger right on the pulse of where it needs to be about high school sports. There's no doubt about it. But with that said, we all want to win. So what are the keys for the Pena Panthers next week to get that done?
Yeah, I think Newton's a very good shooting team. They had 9 threes against us. If we would happen to play them, and if we happen to play Sullivan, they're a very good shooting team as well. So limit the three-point shot. Just being more active, more physical, having a little bit of grit, if you will. It kind of comes down to one or two possessions, and those one or two possessions may not be the last one or two possessions of the game. It could be the first two. So just that constant 32 minutes of focus. Last night we needed 36. So, being focused the entire game.
And that can be maybe a hard thing for young kids to grasp initially, is the first 3 minutes can be just as important as the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And that's, again, you know, going back and watching film, it can be evident at times that, you know, a stretch in the second quarter, that's what did you in. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't the last play that the ball just bounced off the rim.
Yeah.
So, you know, just continuing to talk through that and remembering these are high school kids. They're here to play. I mean, play, have fun. So we got to make sure that we have some fun as well. In the regional, we can't let pressure or, you know, outside things that have happened get to us. We're 0-0 right now. We're going to be ready to go.
Awesome. Adam Metzger, the head coach of the Pena Panthers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning. Congratulations on the conference championship, and best of luck next week.
Thank you so much.
All right, Adam Metzger with Pena. And I just think it's the best thing I've seen all year. What is it? Is it Scott Van Pelt? What does he do out of his deal, like the best thing I saw today?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the best thing I've seen all season long, is when Pena goes up into the crowd after the game. You heard Adam say it. Tough overtime loss last night, and they're up in the bleachers picking up the trash. And I've never seen any other high school team do it. Pena does it after every game, and they are to be commended for it. And you heard Coach Metzger say he doesn't even have to mention it to his players now. Game's over. This is what we're doing. So just applause goes out to Pena and Adam Metzger for that. Terry used to always talk about, and this is Terry's birthday, by the way. Today is T's birthday. But he would always talk about high school athletics just being another classroom. There's no chalkboard, but there's lessons to be learned. And those lessons, it involves a lot more than X's and O's or wins and losses. And what Pena has done this year epitomizes what high school athletics should be all about. So we'll see what happens down the road here. If they can get through that Paris regional, they'll have to get past Newton or Sullivan in the semis, and then most likely a date with T-Town in the regional championship. We hope to be catching up with Chance Davidson here in a few moments, as he has a wrestler going for a state championship today. Will Carlisle will wrestle at 132 pounds for the Class 1A state championship. We need to get to a break. More to do when Sports Saturday returns.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. Going to try to make contact with Chance Davidson here, the Litchfield wrestling coach, as Will Carlisle, the Purple Panthers, will wrestle for a state championship tonight at 132 pounds. Of course, the Grand March set to begin at 5:30 this evening. The WrestleBack quarterfinals are underway as we speak. For just a moment, I want to go back to postseason basketball. The UIS Super in Class 2A, part of the Beardstown Sectional. You've got the Pleasant Plains Regional, which has North Mac, Auburn, and Plains. North Mac will face Beardstown on a quarterfinal Monday at 6. Auburn takes on Pittsfield at 7:30. The North Mac Beardstown winner will get number one Pleasant Plains in a semifinal on Tuesday. The Auburn Pittsfield winner will get number four Warsaw in a semifinal on Wednesday. Riverton also hosting a regional. The Hawks have a bye into the semifinals. They will face either Monticello or Clinton on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Griffin is the two seed. They will have a bye into the semifinals, and they will get either Williamsville or Maroro Forsyth. They will play in the quarterfinals coming up on Monday at 6 o'clock.
Going to call me back.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Made contact, but he's going to call me
back.
All right,
so Chance Davidson on the way here this morning on Sports Saturday, and looking very much forward to this conversation because it's fascinating. Obviously, you've got a wrestler going for a state championship. That's a huge deal. But the fact the wrestler just broke your own record, that is just, it's an interesting twist, as when Will Carlisle got that win to get into the semifinals, it moved him to 39-0, which tied him with Chance Davidson for the school record for most consecutive victories. And he gets the win last night in the semifinals as he was able to defeat Gabe Spencer of Hayworth to move to 40-0 on the year and get into the state championship match tonight. He will take on Ethan Doty from West Carroll. That will be for the 132-pound Class 1A state championship. Jefferson Thomas of Litchfield, he made it up to state at 220 pounds. He won his first round wrestle back against Gavin Mason of Seneca, but then he lost to Adam Maxwell of Warrensburg-Latham in the second round. So congratulations to Jefferson Thomas on a wonderful season. But teammate Will Carlisle, he is still going. He's got more to do as he will look for the state championship at 132 pounds tonight. And we're real pleased to be joined on the phone right now by Litchfield wrestling coach Chance Davidson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well, and I know you're doing great because, man, Will Carlisle has had himself a year, and he gets a chance to try to close it out with a championship tonight. Just kind of your thoughts, the emotions, having a wrestler going for the state title.
I can tell you that his emotions after winning his semifinals match were unreal. My brother and I had to fight back tears the entire time just based off his emotions alone. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you finish your thought.
Well, the way he made it to the finals, he had to beat a returning state champ from last year in the semifinals, and he had a great game plan, wrestled really hard, and ended up beating a returning state champ. So his emotions were just overwhelming.
And obviously, you know those emotions. You've been there before. He broke your record for most consecutive victories. That's a little strange in the fact that you're his coach. He breaks your record. Talk about that dynamic.
There was no better feeling. I couldn't have, I didn't even think about it until a few weeks ago. Coy said something. My brother, who's the assistant coach, said, "Hey, you know there's a possibility that Will could do this, right?" And so every week we've been counting down where it was going to be, and then for it to be in that particular match with all of the everything that had to build up to it, it was just perfect timing. Like I said, just the fact that he had to beat a returning state champ to do it was unreal, and he did it. He pulled it off.
What makes him so special?
He's got heart. He doesn't let a lot get into his head. He tries to keep all the outside thoughts and whatever's going on around him away from him during his matches. So he does a really good mentality. He has a really good mentality every match.
Chance, what do you know about the guy that he's going to be facing for the title this evening?
So the guy he's wrestling is also a returning state champ. The fact that he made the finals in this bracket, there's like five returning medal winners, including him, two returning state champs, and he's going to have to beat another one to win the match. So the kid is a monster on top, but Will's good on bottom. Will's great on his feet, so I think we can take him down. If we get the first takedown, that's going to be a huge difference in the, a deciding factor in the match, and hopefully that's what happens.
Talk with Chance Davis, and the head wrestling coach at Litchfield. And Chance, talk a little bit about momentum in wrestling, and maybe is it different in wrestling than other sports, or is just momentum momentum?
There's a lot that has to do with momentum, especially as far as the team goes. If you're in a duel and you got your team's doing really well, everybody's getting pins, odds are you're going to go out into your match with the better mentality. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it all comes down to your mentality during the match. As far as the individual season goes, the farther you get, the better you do every match. Usually your mentality kicks in and the adrenaline kicks in and stays positive. If something goes wrong in one match, then that high of the roller coaster is over, you know? So yeah, you have to try and keep everything mentally focused in a positive direction.
Obviously, everyone's focused today on Will Carlisle and the 132-pound state championship, but Jefferson Thomas had a nice year for you at 220.
He had a great year for himself. We couldn't have asked for anything better out of Jefferson. He worked hard every day. He made it to the state finals. I mean, it was a huge year for him, very successful. We're super proud of him.
And that's the thing. If you just making it to the state tournament, that is a great accomplishment.
Absolutely. It was huge for him. He was debating on wrestling in college and playing football in college, and now he's like, man, all I want to do is wrestle. He wants to do a bunch of off-season wrestling, and hopefully he does. Hopefully he's able to compete in college. That'd be a great accomplishment for him.
And that's probably not an uncommon thing, is it, Chance, to where a kid, once he gets in to wrestling and gets fully immersed in it, they're like, oh, yeah, this is for me.
So coming into the state tournament and competing in it, I've known a lot of people, friends and kids that I've coached and just witnessed. As soon as you get here, it's a totally different environment. It will definitely sway your opinions on what you want to do for further schooling, you know?
Yeah. And the Grand March is probably the greatest individual spectacle in all of high school sports, and Mr. Carlisle gets to be a part of that.
Yeah, that's everybody's goal, ultimately. When you wrestle as a kid, and if you're lucky enough to have your parents bring you to the high school state finals to witness the Grand March, it's a very motivating environment. It's just everybody's there's no other feeling like it, really. It's an amazing scene. It's beautiful.
So what time will the 132-pound title match be tonight?
So the finals actually start at 6. At 106 pounds, I would say about 7 o'clock, we should be on the mat.
All right. Awesome. And he's only a junior, too. Goodness.
Yes. He's got hopefully another good year. Anything can happen between now and then, so we're hoping for the best health and the best accomplishments again next year, you know.
And Chance, just for you personally, you mentioned your brother Coy, the assistant coach. The Davidson name in Litchfield wrestling is a big one. For you, it has to just be a thrill to be the coach at your alma mater.
It's amazing. I love it. It was a kind of overwhelming process at first. And I mean, I've coached as an assistant coach before, but it had even been a few years since that. But last year we took over the program, and we're trying to do stuff in a different perspective than when we grew up. So we're just making a few changes to like our kids program and trying to keep motivation for the community to stay involved with the program more and more.
So what would you say then the biggest changes from when you were wrestling to now that you're coaching?
I think just trying to get the community involved. We do a lot of stuff with the community now. We have different fundraisers and like group activities throughout the year, mainly throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. Like we'll do a rally at the Moose Lodge in Litchfield and try and fill it up and just everybody have fun, you know, get as much involvement with community as we can, have kids from the kids club bring friends to like a pool party type thing, just to try try and get more people involved. The more involvement we get with the sport, the better off we'll be in the future.
And the neat thing is, with Will Carlisle going for the state championship tonight, is there's probably a bunch of little kids in Litchfield, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, who are going to see this and think, that looks cool, I'm going to do some wrestling.
And the power of Facebook and other social media is where people are going to be, this is going to be all over Facebook, you know. So hopefully that will help. If people don't show up this year, maybe next year it'll be like, man, that looked like it was a blast. This year we're not missing it, you know.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Chance Davidson, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning. And, hey, enjoy tonight.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Chance Davidson, the Litchfield wrestling coach, as Will Carlisle will go for the 132-pound Class 1A state championship tonight. And, David, sounds like he, what do they call it in the World Cup, like the group of death?
Yeah, the group of death.
I think he must have been in the bracket of death. State champions and medalists all over the place.
He got by one to get to the he got by multiple ones, but to get by one in the semis, and you think, oh, maybe I can finally get a break. Nope.
Here comes another.
Of course, but at that level, you're going to face the best of the best.
Oh, that's exactly right. And you want to beat the best.
Right.
You know, that's just how it is. Like, when you get to this level, you want the best put in front of you to see where you stack up. And so far this year, 40 have gone in front of them. Yeah. And they've all met the same fate.
It's true. Something interesting. I'm on the IHSA state championship page for the wrestling, looking at the bracket for 106 right now, because I was trying to find the WrestleBecks you were talking about. Haven't found yet, I believe. We'll go over that in just a minute. But under the news feed part of it on the IHSA wrestling page, interesting, 14 days to Adrian, meet Victoria Francis.
Hey, there you go.
So former Litchfield wrestler being highlighted in the news feed. On the IHSA page as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's been doing big things
internationally. Absolutely.
We interviewed her last summer, I think, when she was getting ready to go over to Kazakhstan, I think is where she was going.
Yeah.
One of the stands, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan.
I think it was Kazakhstan.
I think it was Kazakhstan.
Yeah. She's going for the Olympics. That's this year, isn't it, the Olympics?
Yeah.
How about that?
Hopefully the coronavirus doesn't cause a problem over there.
Well, what, is that at China this year?
No, it's in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Tokyo. So the WrestleBacks got underway this morning at 9 o'clock. Those were the quarterfinal WrestleBacks. So like Jake Worley of Vandalia at 106, he has a bye into the semifinals of the WrestleBacks, and those are supposed to start about 11 o'clock.
Well, that's where I'm at, and there's no result yet. So
Dresden Grimm of Auburn was in the WrestleBack quarterfinals at 120 pounds this morning. He was taking on Sean Minnick of Belleville Altoff.
At what weight class was that?
120.
Let me see if that's...
Then at 145, Auburn's Caleb Nix. He was in the quarterfinals today. He'll be taking on Alan Couture of Orion. That'll be at 145. Quarterfinals at 160 for Auburn. Charlie Patterson will take on Michael DiRosio from St. Francis. Gervasio Marchisa into the WrestleBack semifinals at 170 pounds. Auburn's Drew Killam. He's in the WrestleBack quarterfinals, taking on Robert Gurley of Nazareth. That's at 182. Vandalia's Gavin Moser in the WrestleBack quarterfinals against Reese Edwards of Griffin. That's at 195. And Vandalia's Anthony Inlow into the WrestleBack semifinals after he lost in the championship semifinals last night to Hayden Kopis. So, again, the Grand March, 5:30 this evening. Litchfield's Will Carlisle, of course, will be a part of that. That is a memory for a lifetime right there, being a part of the Grand March tonight at the State Farm Center. So they're going to clear out the center at about 3:30 once the WrestleBacks and the third through sixth place matches are done. They'll reopen the State Farm Center at 4:30, the Grand March an hour later at 5:30, and you heard Chance Davidson say it. The championship matches start at 6 with 106 pounds going first, and he anticipates Will Carlisle on the mat for the 132-pound championship at about 7 o'clock this evening, looking to wrap up a perfect 41-0 junior campaign with a state championship. He will be taking on Ethan Doty out of West Carroll. So good luck to Will Carlisle today in the state championship. Other Litchfield note, earlier this week, Dan Carlson named the new football coach for the Purple Panthers. Of course, Coach Carlson spent 1 year at North Mac. He was there the year after the Panthers got to the state semifinals. He spent time as an assistant at Southeast and Collinsville I believe, as well. So the new head football coach at Litchfield is Dan Carlson, and we'll see if the program can start to make that turn. The low numbers, I think, are starting to get behind them a little bit. They've got some bigger classes coming up through the lower levels, so hopefully Litchfield can get their numbers back up. If they can get their numbers back up, they'll be okay. It's just their numbers have been so low the last few years, it just makes it really hard to compete in the South Central.
Well, and that'll be Carlson's main goal this year, is get the numbers up, have a team on the field this year.
Hey, we'll have boys regionals, all sorts of games for you next week. We'll be at the Macon Meridian Regional, the Lincolnwood Regional, the Gillespie Regional. You can find our broadcast schedule online, WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to Matt Milberg, Ty Locks, Adam Metzger for joining us this morning to talk about their basketball teams. And also, of course, thanks to Chance Davidson for joining us this morning. Good luck to Will Carlisle in the 132-pound state championship. For David Jenkins, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carbondale, and Greenville.
Let's go cut some cake or something.